Well, I think Eileen is with us now. We've got two paid subscribers in the call queue, which is okay for the start of the show, really, I suppose. But I know that the numbers are going to go down. And why I know that the numbers are going to go down and dwindle is because the popularity of the show is starting to fade. And it's to be expected as we start to lose people, if you like, through various aspects. The COVID thing is knocking people about, and people are finding that they can't separate what they do. And that's been one factor that's knocked everybody around. So it's just one thing, really. But people moving on to do other things, it's going to knock the show about. It's going to affect the show and the wantingness of people to call in, I think. But we hope that we'll be able to keep the shows going for as long as possible with the lovely readers that we still have with us. And hopefully, I do know that the readers that we have currently with us there, ladies and gents, know other mediums. So we may be able to build up something that way shortly, see what happens. But if things stay the way they are, then certainly I can honestly say by this time next year, we'll definitely have to think about closing up, because I can't really sit here for 2 hours watching the paint dry, so to speak, with just two people in a call queue. It's a bit much to expect anybody to do that. And of course, there's other platforms out there now as well doing what we do, and using video. My belief is that radio and podcasting will return in a big way as people realize, especially after this COVID thing is over, that they need the privacy, they need the communication, and they don't want to be seen. And privacy is going to become a big thing. But we're going to get on with tonight's show. I think, if I'm not mistaken, this should be Eileen on this one.
Yes, Ken, it is me here. Thank you for having
Wonderful.
Me on today.
Wonderful. And how have you been, Eileen?
I've actually been doing really well. I had a scare of COVID last week. My owner of the company I work for, I work directly with him, last Monday, went home at about 1:30 in the afternoon to see it feel good. And he was diagnosed with COVID, and I'm an asthmatic. So I feel worried that I would be an easy, person to pick up this virus. And anyway, he did get quite sick, but not until like the 4th or 5th day. That's when his breathing really went down. So over last weekend, I took a COVID test, and it came back negative. And I have been so happy.
Wonderful.
The rest of the week.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's funny how you say that, because my son got his letter. He's just 22 now. He got his letter because he's asthmatic, and he got his letter to go and have his jab. But me and the wife are both on high risk, and we haven't had our letters yet. And he's thinking, you know, he's just thinking, because it's supposed to be the older people first. And I'm thinking, why is he, you know, but because he's asthmatic, like you said, it makes sense for him to get his.
Well, and my boss is only a little bit younger than me, and I'm not a stranger. I'm you know, I'm over 60, and I have asthma, and sadly I'm overweight, so you know, have all that going on. But luckily I didn't have COVID. But I do have a little message everyone today. Can I share that?
Yeah, sure you can. Yeah.
I just want to say that right now, it is time to embrace your own purpose. And you don't even have to know what that is. You just kind of have to be open to everything and allow that. But trust yourself to start new beginnings and new adventures and just focus on love and light that you have in yourself. And that is actually in everyone. Look for that love and light in everyone else. And each day will just go, it'll just be better. If that's what you're expecting in life, life will deliver that and it will be better.
Well, we're going to make a start, Eileen, because we're already 10 minutes in. We've got two lovely people sitting in the cookie. We're going to take lots of music this evening, lots of break the show up. We might have to go early, Eileen, because I'm kind of feeling that we're not going to get too many callers this evening, so we might have to finish early, but we'll see how it goes. Okay.
All right, let's see what's happening.
Well, exactly. Okay. Yolani.
Hello, Ken. Hi, Miss Eileen.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, thank you. I just want to see what you can pick up for me for work and for everything else you can pick up. That would be great.
All right, wonderful. Well, first off, I'm seeing some actual, you know, big, you know, kind of like changes in your life right now. And this is going to come about for you. It's going to come about by a change of looking at your situation. So you just kind of need to look more at yourself and embrace your own uniqueness. Things have kind of taken a temporary pause for you, and so you're kind of, I guess, what I want to say, at a crossroads. So it is time for you to change your perspective on what your values are and what you have of value that you can offer, and you'll find that sometimes that weird or unusual part of oneself is actually the biggest thing you have to offer. It gives you incredible strength. It gives you your own potential. So know that is part of what's coming for you, and that you actually have this in infinite supply. You have all that you need. But you just have to remember to keep yourself in balance and like I said, look and see those things, those oddities that you have to offer that are a little bit more unusual than what others are offering or what others, they put on their resume. There may be, you know, sometimes our resume is not written. Sometimes it's our own mental resume of the way we look at ourselves and what we have to offer. And so look at some of the unique things that you never really thought were an offering and realize, wow, I have great potential there. I need to put that out to the universe. And so much of our lives are interwoven. The energies are interwoven. And it is, it really has to do with what they've learned thus far in the last, 60 years in quantum physics. Because quantum physics only became a study, moreover, really started in the late 50s. And that quantum is, as it goes back to that finite point of like the Big Bang, everything is what they call entangled. So our energies are entangled in each other, and so your uniqueness, the uniqueness that you have to offer, may be just what other people are looking for. And so, but you are supplied with more than enough to be able to do that. And the other thing that goes along with that, though, and this is really a big thing, is to do the right things for all the right reasons. Compare what traditionally people are doing, and then look at new approaches. Like I said, with this strangeness or this oddness that some of those purpose, the things that you have that are really actually part of your purpose, are those unique and odd things. And so what I want you to do is I want you to see how you can use those to approach what other people need and see what works for you and then put it out there and see if you can replace other people's old habits and needs with ideas of this maybe unique and odd or weird or growth ideas that you may have. As I said before, it is really time for new adventures right now. So go ahead and put yourself out there. Now, I feel like you've been becoming more increasingly sensitive to the harshness of the world, whether it be relationships or the environment or situations or the food you eat or, the chemicals that are pumped out into the air. You are becoming more sensitive to that. And part of the reason why we, as energetic people, as healers, become more sensitive to that is it clogs our ability to see. It clogs our third eye, our intuitive senses. And by being more sensitive to that environment around us, your intuition and your intuitive sense can read the energy of the universe and the vibrations of that. The vibration of that energy is what you feel. And then you make decisions on those feelings. Like you get into a situation and you can tell the room is joyous and happy and you feel a vibration inside of you that you feel, wow, this is going to be a really nice place to be. It feels joyous and happy and peaceful and kind. So know that that's just a natural thing that's working for you. It's not working against you. It is working for you. It is there to allow you to see new ways to approach things. And it actually is working for you, for the benefit to bring you forward on your own, path. And like I said, it is really time for a change right now for you to, come to an awakening. Past temporary pause, let's say, that you've had more recently. Let's see, what else do I have? I feel that that there is some of yourself that you need to embrace more, really by believing more in yourself because
okay.
It really is. It's your time to shine. It's your time. You're brilliant, and it is time for you to have a new opening. So maybe even throw yourself a little party, just for yourself, like some incense, some candles. Pour yourself a nice little cocktail if you don't drink, you know, cranberry juice and sparkling water, you know, just so feel festive. And have a little party for yourself.
3 minutes.
This a coming out party. Spring is coming forward in the next few months. And I feel that's going to be your time to really shine. And I feel like right now, you need to prepare yourself for, say, a coming out party, you know, a coming out ritual, preparing yourself, understanding, mm-hmm. being gentle and knowing you're sensitive, but also being able to bring that forward, because your sensitivity is actually what helps others and helps heal others. And it's graceful. It's intelligent. It's a lovely place to be, and finding that balance and maintaining that balance of yourself. But you're a very kind and friendly person, and it is time for you to have
2 minutes
coming out. The universe needs someone like you just to put themselves out a little bit more. Not enough people are able to do that, or they don't want to do that because everything around is so harsh. But if people like you don't come forward and come out, then the only people out are a little more harsh, and that makes a harsher world. So definitely this world needs your beautiful energy to shine out. And even if it's just going for a walk, and everyone that you pass, you nod and smile. Give them the gift of that smile each day. Even behind the mask, people can see your eyes smiling.
1 minute.
And they know. So pour this abundance that you have in yourself and pour it out to the universe. As you do that, it opens you up to more receiving, and you will receive that abundance back. People, it is time for you to really start shining, and so I feel that it's time for you to go ahead and observe that and try to move yourself to that process. And that's the message I have for you today.
Oh, really? Thank you. I really love the message.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for the message.
Of course. Thank you for calling in. You're a beautiful soul.
Okay, thank you. Blessings to you. Thank you, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you, Yolani. Thank you,
Yolani. Of course, you're very welcome.
We did have 3 people in the call queue, but one's dropped out for some reason. Okay, never mind.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, yeah. They'll probably call back. Dee.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ken. Hi, Eileen. Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And how are you?
I'm wonderful. Having a very wonderful week this week. Just the energies have been good to me. I hope yours is the same. And do you have a question today, or just want to know what the universe has to share with you?
Yes, I do have a question. Can you see how this year is going to turn out for me and for my son? He is he's studying, or rather, he will be going to a new school, and we are expecting to hear from one of his schools, the new schools he's applied to next year, as to whether he'll get a seat or not. And if he doesn't get a seat in the school. Next week, then it will be in March when there are other schools that he has applied to will respond back.
Do you see
a positive news next week?
Let me use another tool that I often use. I don't know what kind of intention you're setting, but I see that energetically, I feel that a meditation on the subject, and not a meditation on whether you will or will not, because when you always ask, will this, and you're given an answer, and you ask the question again, and you ask it again because you have doubt, the universe feels the energy of that doubt. And it thinks that that's what you want for it to not happen. If you've been given an answer that it will happen. So in your energy, just remember that. Okay, that's all I want to say on that is just that. But let me ask, because I have a tool I use that I can ask yes or no answers. Now, what is your son's name? Your son doing to this? I'm seeing the answer is yes. I believe he really will get into this school. Just feel that that's energetically that's what the universe wants, because I got a big yes when I asked that question.
Thank you. And how do you see the year, the rest of the year going between, as in for me and for him? He lives with his mom, and there are issues with the welfare as well with him.
I see that for now, it's time to actually change the way you're looking at the situation. And try not to make things happen. A magical word that we have is called allowing. And you set your intentions. And I'm not saying don't think about it. I'm saying, you know, when you sit quietly, think about enjoying the time with your son, watching you at, you know, whatever activity you do, whether you're at the park playing ball or whether you take him, you know, for walks or hikes, or whether you're playing video games together. Those fun, positive things that the two of you do together. Do not concern and think about not having him. Only think about those positive times when you do, and the positive things that you'll do together in the future. And see them at this age right now doing those things with you. Different days, different weather conditions. Sometimes, you know, imagine yourself in playing in the rain with him. Sometimes imagine yourself in the sunshine on a real warm day. Placing yourself energetically with him on different days in different environments aligns the energy of the universe to know what you want. Because the universe wants to deliver. The spirit energy, the divine, the God energy, wants us to be happy. But it's very hard when we have these positive and negative thoughts. The universe doesn't know the positive and negative. It only knows the directive. So if the directive is you're worried about him always being with his mom and you see him with his mom all the time, then the universe is going to think that that's what you want. So what you do is you always imagine the boy with you and enjoying you and having wonderful times and enjoying that. So placing your energy only in that and avoiding negative thoughts about the situation, it will bring him around to you more. That's really what I know happens. Right? That's how the universe works. By always, you know, setting the intention and knowing that it'll be delivered and being grateful for it. So during those meditations, also say, oh, thank you. I am so happy and grateful I get to spend such wonderful time doing such grand things with my son. I look forward to doing grand things on a regular, ongoing basis with him with no interruption. And mantras like that do work. They work just on the energy all around us. So ask the universe for help. Set those intentions. You don't actually have to do it all yourself. And then the next word, like I said, is the word allowing. Allow the universe to align the energy so these things line up and they fall into place and they just happen. And so that's the best thing I can tell you on that in what I have and what I'm seeing here. Do you have another question?
Yeah, thanks for that message, Eileen. The other question would be, I'm looking to buy a place to live this year once I know what school he will be going to, somewhere closer to that school. So do you see that happening so that he can live at least half of his time with me? Do you see me being able to buy a house close to school?
All right, give me just a moment to ask. Yes, I believe that too will be able to happen. I feel that's part of what's going to really actually help and work out for you. It may happen like very quickly. It may happen like in a windfall. But I do feel it will be successful. I also see there will be a lot of changes that happen with that. And there may be some judgments that go along with it. And so what I need to tell you on that is to release all the judgments about everyone else, including yourself, and just, you know, focus on what you have within that you can control. And what you can control is your positive energy, you know, basically what I've already told you, envisioning that everything is working out just the way you hoped and dreamed. The other added thing that I like to share with others is that when you set those intentions and you envision the things you love and desire, add to your intention that may it be this or greater, because the universe can only deliver what you it will only deliver what you ask for. And so if you could only imagine a small bowl, then you'll get a small bowl and you'll be happy with it, but you kind of wish you had more. And so if you set the intention that maybe it be this, that my son and I get to spend all this time together doing these wonderful activities after school or working on homework or doing projects, then you add to the intention and you say, may it be this or greater. That allows any alignment in the universe that wants to open up to more than you can imagine to be able to deliver that, because you opened it up, that part of our free will is to be able to do that. So our free will is to set the intention and to change the intention. They're like goals.
3 minutes.
If we don't set goals, we have nothing to reach for. But goals are personal. They're our own. So we can change them anytime we choose. But we should always change them for the greater or the better. Because the universe has a lot of fun bringing to us our desires. They love it. Your guides and angels are there for you, and they love being able to do well. And by serving you well, they serve the divine well also. So set aside your concerns for now, because there'll be a lot of decisions that you'll need to come up with to make later, and the solutions will come, like I said, from meditating. From setting intentions.
2 minutes.
And not all meditations need to be the same. Sometimes a meditation may just be clearing your mind and breathing rhythmically. Other meditations, setting intentions and viewing through the mind's eye the greatness of those intentions and the glory of what they can be. You know, other times they're more distinct on healing, or, you know, one certain subject. So use a variety of meditations. They're not always the same one. And it'll actually bring you more clarity and your own vision of what's going on in the future. But do know that you have enough. You have what you need, and you just need to set the energy and the intention that it points the direction that you are hoping for and that you most desire. And as you're doing these intentions, feel the energy of yourself being really happy and being really grateful for spending so much time with your son. Because that's the energy that draws in what we're asking for. Does that all make sense, I hope?
Yes, it makes sense. Thank you, Arlene.
All right. You're welcome. You're welcome. Blessings. And I do hope that you get to spend a lot more time with your son. Yeah, I know it. You deserve that. You are a kind person, and you're good to him, and you're good with him. And I just feel that time will come. He will be with you.
Thank you. That's
You're welcome.
Thanks for the lovely business. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Dee. Okay, right. We're going to take a small break, ladies and gentlemen. Going to have a little piece of music because the call queue's slowly building up, but it needs to get better. So we're going to find you something. Let's see what we've got. Right. We haven't really changed our music sheet. So we're going to just see what we've got for you. Okay. I'm trying to find something, but okay. I want it to last a little while, so let's have this one.
Thank you.
Well, okay. That is, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Does nobody ever do their own songs anymore? Because there you have the wonderful voice of Debbie Harry from Blondie. The dubbed over voice there, or the on stage voice, I should say, because if you go and look at the YouTube video there, it's Miley Cyrus, and she's on stage, she's doing that song, but it's like there's a projected image of Debbie when she was younger in the video, singing in the original song. And it's a good video, and it's a good way it's been done, but you know, hey, you know, I think in the end, there's a lot of people that make their money on the backs of other people, though, isn't there? Really, like that, you know, and you're thinking, because it's like, yeah, okay. But she must be have some agreement with the music industry to do that anyway. I don't know how they do those things. Okay. Right then, let's see where we're going. I think we're going to bring Eileen back online first before we can do it. And we should be with Jessica.
Hello, I'm here.
Hello. Hi. Hello.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. Yeah, I have two questions. The first one I'll keep kind of vague, and we'll see what you could pick up on it. I had an interaction with two police officers the other day. It wasn't negative, but it seems to have stuck with me, and I can't fully figure out what's bothering me about this. I think it's I know it's related to something. I've been preparing trainings for cops for the last like 8 months, and I don't know. I think it. I don't know if it like sort of messes with my plan, or I'm not really sure what's going on within me. But I've been sitting with it for a couple of days. I can't seem to figure out what's stirring within me here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're able to pick up anything there.
Give me a minute. I think it's, and I could be wrong, but I think it's something that you felt was important that you were teaching, that they just kind of sloughed off and kind of made it sound like it was unimportant. And you viewed it as actually something that would really assist them and bring them forward. So I think I would not take as much heed, knowing that you're trying to teach them something different. And in that comes a different way of thinking. And if they're stuck in their old way of thinking, it might be a little harder for you to get through that new way of thinking that you want them to work towards, a new way of addressing things, a new way of, taking reports or whatever it is that you're teaching. And I don't really need to know, but I feel that it's a conflict of viewpoint. They view it from one direction, and there needs to be, and you're trying to teach a shift in the way things are viewed, and so it'll shift the way things are handled. But I do feel that I don't know if you have somebody above you that sets you up for the classes that you're teaching, but you might want to reach out to another person in the field and, without pointing fingers or directing it towards anyone in particular, just open a conversation and, you know, kind of share your point of view of what you're teaching, and without saying that, you know, someone said it to you, say, but I did hear of another point of view, and it was this, and I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that, or share your feelings about them and ask their opinion of it. I know it makes, I think it, whatever it is making you feel challenged. And so by going to another person outside of your situation or above your situation, you know, maybe a mentor or something, and ask them and see what their perspective is on that, and then adjust accordingly. I do see it as a very perfect time for you to be starting new ideas and bringing forth, giving birth to new conditions on doing things. And so, you know, just feel that what you're doing, I feel what you're doing, is actually giving fertility to your teaching. It actually is very positive and a very good situation. So it's the perfect time for that new project or that change of thinking or the new ideas to give birth to those conditions. Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, that was fantastic. Your readings are always amazing. You picked up exactly what was going on. I think that so what I was teaching them is not what I was what I've been proposing to teach to their departments. It just happened to be another thing that came up that I ended up teaching them. So I'm trying to I do feel really challenged by this stuff because I've been in conversations with this group for close to a year now, and I don't know if they seem so curious or interested in learning new things, and they seem to be it's very disturbing, and so it just I don't want to have conflicting thoughts about. I put in so much time and energy into pursuing this goal, and I know it's not just me bringing it forth. You know, God's helping me, but I really don't know how it's going to come to fruition because they just seem really checked out and then not even interested, like they're not even aware of what's going on around them. It's very disturbing. So I basically discovered another issue that they have, and it's like I was going to help you with this, but now I see you don't even know how to really do your job. Like, it's just like so many issues.
Right. You've got to bring people forward. So I do have more to share with you. So what I have to tell you is I'm hearing shake it up. That's what I'm hearing is shake it up, and I'm seeing, like, you know what a shaker is? It makes, like, a rhythm shaker that makes music. It's got your seeds inside, and you shake
3 minutes.
Or a little musical thing. It's a stick with two sticks on each side that's got an elastic string in between. It's like a clacker in your pocket. I'm telling you, start your next class. Shaking it up. So, you know, pick an item. It doesn't have to be both, or it doesn't even have to be one of those. It could be a plastic drink bottle with some beans in it. But shake it up right at the beginning of class and say, okay, do I have your attention now? Yeah, they're not focusing. They're just going status quo. They've got to take so many classes. They've got to meet their requirement of taking the class. They're just going to go in there and sit around. You got to shake it up. Get their attention. You are a brilliant success. You actually have the freedom to go in the direction of what you need to. you have been on a journey to bring this full circle. And it is now time. Your preparation is complete. Now you need it to bring it to them. And to do that, you have to become a magical person. And so that you can manifest into reality what it is you know that these people need to know. So somehow, and maybe a shaker, a music toy, you know, maybe that's not what you need to do. Maybe you need to bring another visual. But it needs to have sound. That's all I'm hearing is shake it up, and it needs to have sound. So you need to go in and shake it up. You need to shake them up. And so that they're focused and they're paying attention to you. And then say, okay, we've been in this class for how long? And I don't feel you guys are really on the same page. So we're going to open the same book and get on the same page. And that's mentally. So let's do that. And then drop back into what you need to teach them. It will be rewarding to you. It will let you know that your hard work is embraced. Because then they're going to be focused. They're going to be open. And maybe they will embrace those new ideas of what you're teaching us, of the curriculum that you've created. It's a cherished time, but you're really not alone. There is many, many others that want what you have to teach put out there. And so express yourself by doing some sort of creative activity that, you know, take it out of the classroom, bring in the arts and wake them up. Maybe do it with some pictures even up on a, you know, on a whiteboard or something. You know, put some pictures and have them look at those and just change things, change the way it's doing it. I just really feel that that's the only way to really express yourself and to get across to them is to, they need an awakening. People walk through life with their eyes open, sleeping. And so somebody's got to wake them up. And you were put in this position to do just that.
You just gave me chills with that one. Wow.
Hi, Lisa. I'm Sonia.
Thank you so much, Eileen. Thank you. Always amazing.
You're very
always
welcome.
Amazing.
Blessings.
Thank you. All right. Blessings to you, too.
I hope I don't get you in trouble. I just hope I don't get you in trouble.
No, not at all. Not at all.
All right. Wonderful.
Bless you.
Blessings.
You too.
I hope it works.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jessica. Thanks, Jessica. All right. Let's see where we are. Keisha.
Hello.
Hi, Keisha. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. You hear me?
Keisha. Yes.
Hi.
You're a little
can
echoey,
I get a general?
That's okay.
Oh, yes. I got an apartment, and it has nothing in it. So it's a little echo. Yeah.
Oh,
bless you. Sorry. Yeah. I have a little, and so it kind of absorb all that, all the echoes and sound bouncing off the place.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, can I just get a general reading?
I would love to give you a general reading.
Okay.
Give me just a minute. I feel like I've got some. Oh, I've got chills. I've got chills, which means I've got a really big reading for you of some sort. I don't know what it is, but let's allow it to come in. I see you as being so much more than you allow yourself to be. I guess that's the way I want to say it. But you know what? What I have to tell you is that planning phase of your life for your endeavors, it's over.
Okay.
So congratulations. Because now it's time to get the work done.
Okay.
you're going to really be a great success within yourself. You've done excellent work, and it's actually really time for you to get busy and take your power of creativity and allow your life to really unfold. And allowing your life to unfold is a luxury. Most of us try to drive our lives because we're afraid we're not going to get there. But you're actually at a stage where you have been doing enough driving, taken the time, and now it is time to take that luxury and let it unfold and allow the action to take place, allow the power of creativity to take over, and just successfully allow it to, I keep saying the word unfold, unfold, I keep hearing that. Some of the things you can do to help allow things to unfold is, of course, you know, what everybody will tell you is get out in nature. Go for a walk. If at all possible, do some grounding. Even if it's take your feet off and stand on the grass. In our area where I live, there is no green grass around, so now everything is winter brown. I know in the spring it'll get green again, but I still go out and stand on it because it gives me depth of sending my roots 5 miles down and 5 miles out and really grounding myself. And then I bring that back up into my heart space and I bring it up to my heart, through my throat, through my third eye, to my crown, and I send it out to the universe. And I ask it to go out far and wide, and I bring that energy back into me. And I see that that is something that would really rejuvenate you, and it will help you recognize how powerful you are, because you are really quite powerful. So just know that success really will come to you. It will unfold at this time for you. The other thing that I have that's on a different note is that I see that there has been something that you have been having to negotiate, whether it be, you know, at work, whether it be at a legal matter, some sort of paperwork, something with a lot of details that have had to been made notice of or brought out. But know that you do need to take the time to review the details carefully. And if you do that and you take the time to really understand them, you will win in the end. Letting you know to be very fair and objective. And this is actually, I don't know what it is, but it is actually something very large in your life that's been going on. So just be fair and objective. But know that being offensive and it's been a harsh place to deal with, and so you've kind of put that off, but I don't want you to. The universe doesn't want you to. God and the divine doesn't want you to. They want you to look carefully at the details so that it will be that you will win in the end. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, but I'm really that's something you need to take the time to do. And then like I said, if sensitivity wise it's eating at you, go outside, put your feet on the ground. Better yet, if you can get in the sand, and so that you can squish your feet down into the sand so the sand covers also the tops of your feet. If you live near a beach or something, lay on the sand. You can have a towel, you can throw a towel down, that's fine. But, you know, mm-hmm. allow yourself to really feel that grounding, because I know you're feeling upset about this this problem that you have going on that has not been fair. It hasn't felt fair. Mm-hmm. But you want it to come out in a fair and objective way at the end. And so by doing this grounding, you keep your sensitivity and the heart heal from this. It will help ground you from that and alleviate that. Do walk away though. If you're feeling things aren't right, try to walk away from
3 minutes
dishonest associations that you have right now. I feel there mm-hmm. might be one around that maybe even actually hasn't quite showed itself yet. Maybe you're questioning it at this time. But, you know, by doing grounding, your sensitivity, your intuition raises, and you're able to see things yourself in better clarity. So anything that has any dishonest associations with, I'm telling you, you need to walk away and just realize that is not what you wanted, that it is not the best choice for your happiness, and that it's just not worth the effort. So, you know, I hate to say it's time to walk away, but if you're in something, that situation, it's just maybe time to just let it go and walk away. Because you must stay in integrity to yourself. Others will show themselves clearly at one point or the other. It's hard to hide who you truly are for very long. So even though you've had this challenging journey, be grateful for those that have helped you along the way, but let those go that are not being honest with you. You have high morals. You show true compassion, and you show true integrity, and it does not serve you to be around people that are not like you. Like attracts like. People say, oh, opposites attract. That's not true. They're like roses. They repel each other. Like attracts like.
1 minute.
So that's why, you know, opposites are a challenge. And so we invite opposites into our life because as humans, we like a challenge. But for true happiness, like attracts like. It's easier to be with people that are like you. But you are experiencing a transformation. You have enormous change going on right now. And this change is there to bring you great blessings. So what I see for you in that grounded experience is also to do what I call a rainbow meditation. They're very easy. Mm-hmm. What you do is you take the colors of the chakra and you look at the color red and you think of, you know, your base chakra. And look around the room for something red, or look around in, you know, outside for something red, even if it's a, you know, a license plate or a red bow. It's usually at Christmas with red bows, but it's Valentine's Day, so there might be a lot of red. You look for something red, and then you look for something orange, even if it's a cone on the side of the road. You look for something yellow. And you just, every time you see this, you think red, and you breathe in the color red. You find something orange, and you breathe in the color orange. You look at something yellow, and you breathe in the color yellow. If you cannot find something in that color, imagine it in your mind's eye. Go through the chakras, you know, go from yellow to green to blue to indigo to violet, and then bring it up into the universe into that white light and release anything that isn't serving you into that white light. I'm going
to let it come
down.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Oh,
thank you, Ken.
All right. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
That's it. Thank you.
Thanks, Jesus. Right. We do have our little timer, our studio timer, and it's a 3-minute countdown out of 10 minutes. And it's like 10 minutes, but it's like you only hear the last 3 minutes, and that little counter in the studio just reminds that it's time to come to the end of that call before we go on to the next. Because ideally, we do just taster readings here, and that's the ideal format in order to get to everybody that's in the call queue. Otherwise, we'd never be able to get to you all in 2 hours. And we average between 8 to 10 people in any 2 hour show. So that's a good average. And it points towards getting a full on reading from either Eileen or one of our other psychics and mediums that join us on Psychic Choice Radio. So, you know, I always say that if there's psychics and mediums out there that can spare their time to be with us here to do a show as a guest, then it's well worth the while, because you are promoting yourself as a medium, of course. You're promoting any books that you may have out there, websites, and people will find you and ask for a reading with you. If they are encouraged to do so, if you don't plug yourself throughout the show, then they're not going to have much encouragement. But that's entirely up to the guest to do that, and we do that whenever it's possible. Not all guests will have a website, and not all guests want to be contacted. So, you know, I think we ought to really respect and be grateful for the readers that we do have with us that give up their time freely here to be with us. I'm going to take another little break then, find a little piece of music for you before we go to Kerry, who's the only call in the call queue at the moment. So let's see what we've got. It's not very long, but we're going to do it. I like this one.
I just don't know what to do with myself. Don't know just what to do with myself. I'm so used to like a summer rose. We'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, didn't happen, did it? Usually what happens is that when we play a little piece of music, it kind of gets people calling, but okay. We've got 48 minutes of live air to go. And no, we're not going over. We have in the past, you know, we've gone into 3-hour sessions where we've actually gone over the clock for people when we've had a busy cork, yeah. And we've had readers with me that have actually done that. I hope you've enjoyed the reruns that we've been putting in for you over the past couple of nights as well, because we've done some reruns from our studio too, and we've put those in for you as added extra, so to speak, because we haven't been able to fill the spaces with other people. It's very difficult at the moment to get people to want to be on a show and to want to give 2 hours of their spare time, because the tied up with other things at the moment, and the COVID, of course, it's not helping. You know, family situations are the most important thing on people's mind at the moment, you know. So while all that's going on, then people are not going to come out to join us, and that's stands to reason there, I suppose, at the moment. But if you're out there listening and, you know, you are a psychic or medium and you would like to do a show with me here, it costs you nothing, only your time. And, you know, it's all enjoyable and nobody bites anybody here, you know. It's to say, everybody's pleasant to each other, and we have some wonderful callers and listeners, and they show loyalty to the show, you know, and that stands for a lot, yeah. So, you know, we'd enjoy your company, but, it is a lot to give up 2 hours, but it's 2 hours, just 2 hours. It could be just one off 2 hours, or it could be like Eileen does, where Eileen does regular slots with us. So, you know, we have regular guests that give up 2 hours, not just once, but regular. Yeah. So, you know. It's a lot to expect of anybody today to give their time freely, yeah, because let's just say the pennies are short for everybody, you know. So if somebody's giving off themselves, then respectfully, I say, we should be getting some support. We're getting very little support at the moment, but it's getting slightly better than it was, really, I suppose. We're getting more people that want to subscribe, so we'll continue the shows for as long as we can. Obviously, it's not just, you know, getting the subscribers. It's actually getting enough callers to make a show viable. Anyway, we're going to go back to the cork here. 43 minutes now on the clock. So if you are out there, you should know the number by now, 646-668-8735. We're going to bring Eileen back in, and we have Kerry.
Hi, is this Karen? Karen, are you there?
Uh-oh, I hope I haven't messed up.
Hello, Carrie. Hello, Carrie, are you with me? You've put yourself on mute. We can't hear nothing. Carrie, are you there?
Hello? Hello?
There you are.
Ah.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Welcome. Do you have a question today, or is it like a general reading? What would you like?
Yeah. Okay. So I am empathic, and I keep picking up on a attempt to prime position. Can you tell me a little bit about the position? That's if you pick up anything on it.
It's attempt to what?
Attempt a permanent position. It's for employees.
Oh.
So I'm empathic, but I keep picking up around new employment. And this is not happening until maybe about spring. But I'm starting to pick up the energy of the job and around the people. Just wanted to see if you pick up any insight.
Okay. Give me a minute. I drop into that. See what I can get. I see you working with your hands, moving things back and forth. I see a vest, like you're wearing a vest. Could this be a position at Amazon? Or something like that, or a warehouse of some sort?
You said it's in a warehouse?
I didn't say warehouse, but it looks like you're sorting things.
Oh,
like
okay. You're
moving things from one place to another and sorting is what I'm seeing. I don't know if it's that type of a place.
You said a store?
But that's what I'm seeing.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it could be a store. It could be a store. It could be a warehouse of some sort. But I see you picking up something off of one table, moving it to your table, looking at it, and then moving it on to another table, a line of work.
Okay.
Working next to each other is what I'm seeing. Universe is definitive. They just give you a little glimmer of something. Do you have another question, or is like your only one if I see you doing something like that? Or would you just like to know what else they'd like to tell you today? Because I do have some other things coming up for you. And what I'm seeing is that there has actually been some temporary things going on, a pause in the action of what's been going on for you. And I see that there's a change coming forward. And so with that, I would say that looking at this situation, that yes, you will get that position and you will, move into it. And it feels like it's ongoing. It doesn't feel temporary. It feels permanent to me. It's kind of, like an awakening where you're stepping into it. But love yourself to know that, you may need to set boundaries. They may demand too much of you or something to that effect. So, make sure that you set clear boundaries of what you're getting paid for and what this position entails is what I'm hearing is that, you need to set those boundaries to know. But you can take charge, which goes along with setting these boundaries, is you taking charge and making sure that you manifest what it is that you feel and need to feel and need to be successful and to arrive at that place. It's sometimes something, a bit of magic within oneself to actually get to that point. But you are coming into your own right now. You are meant to actually be a creator, be a magician, and you know, make things happen for yourself right now. And so know that you know, by opening yourself up and awakening yourself is really going to allow you to do that. But try to, you know, try to look at everything balanced and equally, with like a flower open. Realize that things will not open all at once, that they will come out petals at a time. Like a rose will be completely closed, and the outside petals start to loosen and open up, and then the next set, you know, the next round in will start opening up. And, you know, sometimes it'll take a day or two for a rose to blossom. And so I'm seeing this also, that it makes things may take a little bit time to open up to what your needs are. And that may be after you've already stepped into the position, that it may continue to unfold. So that could be them showing me, I mean, just to try to interpret what they're showing me, that may mean that, say, you get the position and it's temporary, and then over time it may unfold into a opening and completely blossom into a full-time job. That could be what they're showing you with that. So much of reading, you have to interpret what they're showing. They don't just, you know, it'd be nice if they just told me. But that's not how messages work. They show you things and you have to interpret them. So that's how I interpret that unfolding, is that opening of that flower. Is that you'll get the position, and then it will open up into a full position. But yeah, with that said, I also see that you need to do your part, and that is by believing in yourself. You question, is this right? Am I good enough? Am I enough for this? And yes, you are. You are brilliantly enough. And people want to help you. And believe in yourself and allow them to help you. We can't walk into the world knowing everything. And so when you walk into a position, they don't expect you to know everything. Or they want you to learn it their way, and maybe not the way you used to know it. So know that there is always wonderful people that will want to help you. Allow that. Maintain that. And allow that to happen in your life. I really feel that this position or this time coming for you is actually a great transformation. You are experiencing a lot of change right now. And that is so beautiful. It is going to open you up to a lot of clarity that you were maybe getting to know yourself better as you transform. It's actually natural for you to wonder about your future and if it's safe, is it going to be provided for? You know, yes, you are part of nature's cycle of birth, death, and rebirth. And I really feel that this time coming forward is a time for rebirth for you. You've had some slow time, some non-action. But you've learned a lot. And one of those things I feel is that you're learning to set boundaries, but yet still be compassionate. And as you do that, just know that it is time for your transformation to bring you, to give you what you need. Celebrate those changes and be thankful.
1 minute.
Don't ever forget the energy of gratitude. Gratitude is one of the energies that opens us up to more coming to us. So use that energy and be grateful for even the smallest things. And as you do that, more and more will open up for you. But don't be concerned about ending. because there is, right now, it's new beginnings for you. And so step forward into those new beginnings, relish them, enjoy them, and embrace them. And that's the message I have for you. Does that make sense for you? Hello?
Have I cut them off?
Did you cut them off?
I don't know. I don't know where they've gone. I don't know where they've gone.
Yeah. Oh, the energy of the day, isn't it?
I don't know where they've gone because I can't see them in the clock here. Okay, never mind. I'm sure they'll be able to, I'm sure they'll be able to listen back to the archive there, Eileen. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
So, They'll be able to listen back to the archive, so it should be okay. Okay. We've got two more callers just called in. We haven't managed to screen them.
Beautiful.
So we're going to have to go by number. 917 area code.
Oh, hold on one second. Hey, hello, Ken? Ken, hello?
Yes, this is actually Eileen, and I'm your reader for today.
Yeah, this is Terry. You know what? I'm sorry. My phone got cut off while you were giving me the reading.
Oh.
I was wondering what it happened. I thought I couldn't see.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So let's see where we are then. We've got a 303 area code.
Hello. Hi, welcome. And who am I speaking to?
Oh, hi there, Eileen. My name is Allison. I've listened to you, but this is my first time to call in.
Oh, beautiful. Well, welcome. I'm glad you did. Do you have a question for me today, or should I just give you a general reading?
No, I don't need a general. I have a specific area that, let's see if you can pick up anything about, I have a big crush country move coming up, and I am currently in the process of trying to find a place to, a rental home, a rental not to buy, but to rent a small home in my destination. And the time is really starting to tick now because I need to be out of here. I can't believe it, in a couple of months. So,
all right. Well,
I mean, there's a time element involved here. It's getting me a little
Okay. Well, things, you know, it's funny because you know how the universe is. When we don't know what we want to do, nothing lines up. And when we figure out what we want to do, things fall into place. So let's see what they want to tell you today and see if that helps things fall into place for you. What I'm seeing is that there is something that has to do, going on here, that has to do with justice, whether it's a legal situation or whether it's a he said, she said, or right and wrong. There's definitely something going on there that has that full of energy. And part of it is everyone being a little bit more objective in their view of the situation and reviewing the details carefully. But I see in the long run, things, you know, will end up actually ending up for the better for you. There is one point, though, you do kind of need to go ahead, you know, and stick to your principles. You know, a lot of times I'm always telling people, go easy, you know, see the flow, back and forth, both sides. But there is principles. Those principles are part of your character. And so stick to your principles, because that is just you honoring yourself. And there is nothing wrong with that. And trust that your opinions are correct. In time, these will be evident to others. So, you know, don't let people talk you out of your beliefs or what it is, your priorities or what it is that you want to do. But don't forget to be objective. And sometimes try to step back and be a little bit impartial, especially when any of your decisions does involve others. You have to be a little bit objective and view things with just a little bit of compassion. But you are a magic person, and you have the ability to set clear intentions and arrive at those intentions. You know, manifest them for yourself, I guess I'd like to say. In a large part, that power really does stem from a connection that is deep within you, that is actually a connection to nature and to animals. So if you're feeling ungrounded, get out into nature or, you know, go somewhere, pet store or something that you're able to pet the puppies and dogs and, you know, maybe even go to a humane society or just walk through and talk to the dog, speak with them. It's funny how when we speak to things that are more in nature and outside of us, especially if we live in the city and stuff, it allows us that connection. As I said earlier in the show, we're all intertwined in some way or another. The energy in this universe has us all entangled in its own way. And so sometimes reaching out to those good spirits, those natural, you know, animal world spirits, of dogs and cats and even goats and rabbits and little things like that help us. So if you have the ability to do that, I feel that's something I would love to see you do. If it isn't, then, you know, get out in nature, try to do a little bit of grounding, like I told the last caller, stand on the grass, sink your feet in. But, you know, take the time to really, I'm also seeing for you, to actually do some really deep breath and release it. Blow that gray, breathe in the clean, clear air and blow out gray air, gray matter that's just kind of sitting in you that's not making you feel good. Go outside and just breathe deeply. Blow it out. Get rid of anything that is asserting your better self. It just doesn't belong there. It doesn't need to be there. But it is time for to not just be frivolous in your actions, though, that you need to be wise in your actions. So remember that as you're making your choices.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? I'm sorry. I'm having a really hard time understanding you. I think maybe you're on a speakerphone. It sounds a little bit like you're in a well. So I'm going to have to listen to the archives. But could you just repeat that last sentence, please?
Well, I just turned mine up a little bit. What I'm saying is that it is time for you to approach things with a little bit of caution, and making sure that you've paid enough attention to detail. And so by doing this, it will make you feel more reliable on your choices. It will put you in a more upbeat place.
3 minutes.
You are a very clever person, so it does have to do with keeping your eye out, and seeing what's going on around you. And that may have more to do with finding that place to live or not. So, you know, just keep your eye out for that. And I think you'll end up finding actually absolute joy in what you see, what you wisely hear beyond your eyes. So listen for sounds and stuff. I'm hearing that things will be very audience to you, so you'll be hearing it. So keep your ears open. I'm seeing more than what you're seeing. Keep your ears open for what you hear. I also see that
2 minutes
that everything needs to be done for the right reason. So compare anything that that you traditionally would choose versus maybe some new approaches. I feel like things need to be approached a little bit differently. Especially when it comes to maybe finding a new community. So you might want to approach how you're choosing that new community just a little differently. Try to do it with a little being a little bit more spiritually minded and less traditional, I guess is how I want to say it. It's being spiritually minded rather than more traditional. And easy does it. Don't be in a hurry. Don't want things to happen. Everything needs to occur with perfect timing. Sometimes we can get into our own way. And so basically that's the last message that they have for you, is for you to stay out of your own way. Be easy. Allow that perfect timing come through. Take the time to nurture yourself and cleanse yourself of the things that you've been going through, these justice and injustices that you've been dealing with. And cleanse yourself of that so that when you move forward, it will be in perfect timing and you energetically will be prepared for that. Make yourself your priority and you'll feel much greater about the things that happen. You'll feel much better about how things will move forward and progress higher.
Is that all right, Allison? Yeah?
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Karen. Thank you, Eileen.
Hey,
so, you're welcome.
Thanks, Allison.
You're welcome.
Right. What I think we're going to do, Eileen, is that we're going to shut up shop a little bit early.
Oh.
Because we've kind of run out of calls. And
all right. That's
if
okay.
I ask people to call in now, the last thing we want now is to get inundated in the last 10 minutes because we could fit another two in, but it seems like impractical to do so. So we're going to shut up shop, ladies and gents, for this show. Tomorrow evening, we have Kelly Jo with me, I do believe, if I'm not mistaken. So join us for that one if you can. I was going to say, if you're out there and you want to call quickly, we'll fit you in, but there's nobody lighting the call queue at the moment. So we're going to say a big, big thank you to Eileen once again for joining us this evening. We'll find a little piece of music to play you out with. And we'll do it all again tomorrow evening, hopefully. Where, as I say, we have Kelly Jo joining us. So I'm going to leave you with this one.
Well, I try and I try, but I can't say goodbye. Play with, baby, you got me going.
that it's strong and I should be so strong, but this thought of you gone makes me wild.